Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts developed for the CRCS Provider Network. The Provider Network, along with the CRCS Provider website, have been developed as part of a collaboration between the California State Office of AIDS and the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center. It's our hope that the website and these podcasts will provide you with information and tools that will be interesting to you and also helpful in your work in CRCS. My name is Miriam Garfinkel. I'm a psychotherapist in San Francisco, where I've had a private practice for many years, and I also work part-time as a trainer and curriculum writer at the STD HIV Prevention Training Center. I've worked in both care and prevention with people living with HIV since the late 80s in a variety of settings in San Francisco, including psychiatric emergency clinics, San Francisco General Hospital, community counseling clinics, and the University of California, San Francisco. It's in that capacity that I'm here to talk to you today about depression. Depression is an issue that impacts many of the clients that you're working with. While every person with HIV is not necessarily going to get depressed, it's a common struggle for many people living with HIV at some point in their process of adapting to a diagnosis and a chronic illness. Someone who has a history of depression will be more likely to react to an HIV diagnosis with depression. The challenges that can come with issues such as disclosure, getting adequate health care, decisions about treatment, or physical changes can also create a likelihood of depression. And stigma experienced as a result of being a person living with HIV here in the United States, in addition to other issues that can be stigmatized, such as race, gender, sexual orientation, economic status, or ethnicity, can lead someone to depression. Providers working with clients on prevention concerns may find themselves particularly challenged by clients who are dealing with depression. Drug or alcohol use can contribute to someone being depressed, or can be a way that someone chooses to self-medicate depression. This can lead clients to have difficulty adhering to commitments that they've made to you, and more importantly, to themselves. Depression can also create or exacerbate feelings of loneliness or low self-esteem. This can make it difficult for someone to say no in situations that may have the potential to put them at higher risk. It's important for you to know when to ask yourself if a client may be dealing with depression, and also to know how to get them to the appropriate referral source. So what is depression? When we talk about depression, we're talking about a very specific group of symptoms that are very different than a client who tells you that he or she is feeling blue or feeling bummed out. Major depression, which is the same as clinical depression, refers to a set of symptoms that have been in existence for a minimum of 2 weeks. The symptoms include things like sleeping too much or sleeping too little, eating too much or eating too little, loss of pleasure, including things that generally give one pleasure historically. So if going to the movies is something that someone enjoys, they may try to do that and it really doesn't help them at all. It includes feeling hopeless. It can include feeling irritable, having suicidal thoughts, having obsessive thoughts, particularly those with negative content and a lot of guilt, and difficulty concentrating. In very severe cases, people may actually experience psychotic symptoms. Major depression, by definition, has a biological component. This means that someone's experiencing a chemical shift in their brain that's contributing to the way that they're feeling. One of the things that's important about that is, for many people, once they're in a clinical depression, they can have a very difficult time getting out of it on their own. People will often talk about it as feeling as though the fog has come in, or feeling that they're caught in a wet blanket. Someone who's depressed may not know they're depressed, and they may identify as just feeling badly, not feeling like themselves. They may complain of physical symptoms, and it may be that you, as a provider, asking certain questions or noticing someone's complaints will be the first to identify that depression might be what's going on for them. What's often true is that people actually know that they're depressed and that they're not able to do anything about it. They'll often make a plan about what they're going to do things differently the next day, and find themselves getting up and being unable to change their behavior. This can lead to a downward spiral as someone knows what it is they need to do intellectually in order to feel better, but they're unable to follow through on it. So, what are the treatment recommendations for depression? The most common recommendation of treatment is antidepressant medication along with some form of psychotherapy. The most common antidepressants that are currently prescribed are SSRIs, or those that increase the amount of serotonin in the brain. These include medications you're probably familiar with, such as Prozac and Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa, Paxil. A more recent classification of medicines that are being used increase both serotonin and norepinephrine, and these include Effexor and Cymbalta. Wellbutrin is another commonly prescribed antidepressant that works on an entirely different chemical in the brain. It can often take 2 to 8 weeks for antidepressant medication to take effect, and it's not uncommon for people to have to go through more than one trial in order to find the right medication or the right combination of medications. So, what should you do if you suspect that you have a client who's suffering from depression? The most important thing for you to remember is safety first. Depression is an illness. It can be really painful for those who are suffering from it, and at times it can even be fatal. The good news is that it's often very treatable. It's really important that you stay within your scope of practice. It can be difficult for even the most experienced mental health providers to sort out what's going on with a client. There can be all kinds of issues that present very similarly to depression, ranging from substance use to medical problems to long-standing styles of relationship interaction. If you have any question that a client may be suffering from depression, get a consultation. Make sure to talk to your supervisor about what's going on. It's also really important to develop relationships with the mental health providers in your agency. If you don't have mental health providers in your agency, find the mental health providers in your community that can be accessible to you and develop relationships with them. Know what your referral options are and know the process that a client would need to go through in order to access those referral sources. You, as a CRCS provider, may be in a very unique position to connect your client with the kind of help they need and to give both them and yourself the best chance at success in the implementation of a prevention plan.